This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
There's a lot of people. Go ahead. Go ahead. This is how you do it.
This is a bus poem. A bus went from the bus garage. They hardly ever go. When they do go, you would be glad.
Thank you. See if I can beat that. Yeah. A song. I had wanted a quiet testament, and I had wanted, among other things, a song that was to be of a like monotony, a grace, simply, very, very quiet, a murmur of some lost thrush, though I have never seen one. Which was you then, sipping, and so at peace, so very much now, this same quiet, a song, and of you the sign now surely of a gross perpetuity, which is not reluctant, or if it is, it is no longer important, a song, which one sings, if he sings it, with care. The innocence. Looking to the sea, it is a line of unbroken mountains. It is the sky. It is the ground. There we live, on it. It is a mist, now tangent to another quiet. Here the leaves come. There is the rock in evidence, or evidence. What I come to do is partial, partially kept. The ball game. The one damn time, seventh inning, standing up to get a hot dog, someone spills mustard all over me. The conception is, wait, let me try that again. It has to be. The one damn time, seventh inning, standing up to get a hot dog, someone spills mustard all over me. The conception is the hit, wacko, likewise out of the park, of our own indifferent vulgarity, not, mind you, that one repents even the most visual satisfaction. Early in life, the line is straight, made straight, against the grain. Take the case of myself, and why not, since these particulars need no further impetus. Take me at the age of 13, and for some reason there, no matter the particular reason. The one damn time, seventh inning, standing up to get a hot dog, someone spills mustard all over me. The carnival. Whereas the man who hits the gong disproves it in all its simplicity, even so the attempt makes for triumph in another man. Likewise in love, I am not foolish or incompetent. My method is not a tenderness, but hope defined. After Lorca. The church is a business, and the rich are the businessmen. When they pull on the bells, the poor come piling in, and when a poor man dies, he has a wooden cross, and they rush through the ceremony. But when a rich man dies, they drag out the sacrament and a golden cross and go doucement, doucement to the cemetery. And the poor love it and think it's crazy. The crow. The crow in the cage in the dining room. Hates me because I will not feed him. And I have left nothing behind in leaving because I killed him. And because I hit him over the head with a stick, there is nothing I laugh at. Sickness is the hatred of a repentance, knowing there is nothing he wants. The immoral proposition. If you never do anything for anyone else, you are spared the tragedy of human relationships. If quietly and like another time, there is the passage of an unexpected thing, to look at it is more than it was. God knows nothing is competent. Nothing is all there is. The unsure egoist is not good for himself. The operation. By Saturday, I said you would be better on Sunday. The insistence was a part of a reconciliation. Your eyes bulged, the gray light hung on you. You were hideous. My involvement is just an old habitual relationship. Cruel, cruel to describe. But there is no reason to describe. I know a man. As I said to my friend, because I am always talking, John, I said, which was not his name, the darkness surrounds us. What can we do against it, or else shall we? And why not buy a goddamn big car? Drive, he said, for Christ's sake, look out where you're going. These are all poems. Wait, I want you to cigarette. These are hard to get back into. Such particular senses of the way that the life was, that things were then, that it's hard. Let me try a few more and see what happens. Well, this one is more relaxed. The lover. What should the young man say? Because he is buying modests, should he blush or not, or turn coyly his head to one side, as if in the exactitude of his emotion he were not offended, were proud of what? To buy a thing like that. That's a little better. These are my old favorites. Speaking of, and this one also. This one, I'm relaxing now. This one is called Wait for Me. And just to help with your following of it, it has an effect, two threads. And the first comes from one of these marriage counsel books I've seen. And the statement is simply, a quotation from this book, give a man his manliness, provide creature comfort for him and herself, preserve essential hypocrisies, in short, make a home for herself. In other words, these were instructions for the wife, and it was a book for wives. So anyhow, the other is a counter, just a counter. Wait for me. Give a man his, I said to her, manliness, provide what you want, I, creature comfort, want only for him and herself, more so, you preserve essential. Think marriages, hypocrisies, everything. In short, make a, home for herself, I said. Well, I got that one out. Well, it's not so easy. The warning. For love, I would split open your head and put a candle in behind the eyes. Love is dead in us if we forget the virtues of an amulet and quick surprise. A form of adaptation. My enemies came to get me, among them a beautiful woman. And God, I thought, this will be the end of me, because I have no resistance. Taking their part against me even, flattered that they were concerned, I lay down before them and looked up soulfully, thinking perhaps that might help. And she bent over me to look at me then, being a woman. They are wise to send their strongest first, I thought, and I kissed her. And they watched her and both of us carefully, not at all to be tricked. But how account for love, even if you look for it? I trusted it. Then, let me see. La noche. In the courtyard at midnight, the moon is locked in itself, too. A man, a familiar thing. In the courtyard at midnight, the moon is locked in itself, too. A man, a familiar thing. The whip. I spent a night turning in bed. My love was a feather, a flat sleeping thing. She was very white and quiet, and above us on the roof there was another woman I also loved, had addressed myself to in a fit. She returned. That encompasses it. But now I was lonely. I yelled, "But what is that? Ugh," she said beside me. She put her hand on my back, for which act, I think to say this wrongly. And all that is lovely in men, nothing for a dirty man but soap in his bathtub, a greasy hand, lover's nuts perhaps, or else something like sand with which to scour him, for all that is lovely in women. Juggler's thought. Heads up to the sky, people are walking by. In the land with no heads, tails hanging to trees, where truth is like an apple, reddened by frost and sun, and the green fields go out and out under the sun. A form of women. I have come far enough from where I was not before to have seen the things looking in at me through the open door, and have walked tonight by myself to see the moonlight and see it as trees and shapes more fearful, because I feared what I did not know but have wanted to know. My face is my own, I thought, but you have seen it turn into a thousand years. I watched you cry. I could not touch you. I wanted very much to touch you, but could not. If it is dark when this is given to you, have care for its content when the moon shines. My face is my own. My hands are my own. My mouth is my own, but I am not.